In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Hi, this is Pastor John, discipleship pastor at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookville, Wisconsin. I have with me Dick Dustin and Jim Kruger, two men who are passionate about taking their own passion about cars and using that for the gospel to share Bibles and tracts with others. So let's say hello. Dick, why don't you say hello to the audience?
Hello, audience.
That way you know who Dick is. And Jim, why don't you say hello?
Hi, this is going to be fun.
All right, so what we want to do today is each of you talk about your specific ministry. How are you getting the gospel out to others? I want to start with Jim first. Jim, what's the name of your ministry that you're involved in?
We have a group. I actually didn't form it, but we're part of it, and I'm kind of the coordinator now. It's called Christ Classic Cruisers. And what we found is men like cars, and it's sort of like athletes in action or something like that. We have something in common, and that is cars. And the idea is to reach men where they're at. And what we do is they come to our events. If we did, and I can talk about that in a minute. And we try to bring people that aren't believers necessarily, but love cars, and use that as kind of a fish hook to bring people in.
So what does that look like? I mean, what kind of car do you show up with?
Yeah, that's a good point, because you don't have to have a car to be involved with Christ Classic Cruisers. It's kind of a common thing. We love cars, but mostly we love the Lord, and use these cars that we have. Well, I have a 53 pickup truck, and but that's certainly not important. But we have quite a variety, from newer cars to older cars. But again, we meet, and the main thing is to be able to share Christ. And in a moment, we'll talk with Dick about.
So in the back of the truck, is there a box of tracks? What does this thing look like?
In my particular case, I put how the truck was built, and then we have tracks and Bibles available that people can take off the end. But we'll get conversations going, because people will come up, whether they're at a grocery store or whatever, and they'll say, I want to talk about the truck. And I'm not always very good at that, but I will try to bring in there what my relationship with Jesus Christ is, and that this car is a rental, that it's only going to stay for a while. When I'm out of here, it'll be here.
That's great, Jim. And so here you are with this 57 Chevy, you said?
53 Ford pickup truck.
53 Ford. Oh, boy, shame on me.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That'd be nicer, actually. Yeah.
And then in the back of the truck, you just park it in a parking lot or at a car show event. And in the back, there's Bibles and tracks. You let people take these tracks. And maybe share a story of one event that was maybe particularly important to you. Can you think of a situation where maybe someone came up and they really were impacted by this ministry?
Right. Well, I think one that we get involved with is, and one more Dick can talk about that, is the Milwaukee Auto Show. Bob Bennett, when Bennett Coachworks, provides a spot for us to have a car there. And we have a lot of great conversations and give out a lot of Bibles about how our lives were changed, and it's a great opportunity that we have there. So, and Dick could probably speak more about incidents I know that he's had where people will walk up to him and say, who's giving this stuff up? Remember that one, Dick? Who's giving this thing up? And then why don't you pick it up there?
Yeah, so was this at one of the auto shows events?
Yeah. That was a fellow, he looked like a private detective or something. He come up to me and he said, whose car is this? And I said, it's mine. And he said, oh, this is really, really cool. He says, I'm a promoter for the Detroit Autorama, and that's a really big show where they give the Riddler Classics.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to that. We were invited there. That was a huge event, as a matter of fact. But we run into people. There was a fellow just last year at a car show that approached me with a Bible that he had got from the show that we have at our house. It's called Jake's Garage Reunion. And he had tears in his eyes. And he says, you know what? I picked this Bible up, and he says, I've been reading it. He says, I'm reading it all the time. And he says, I just love it. You know, it's a living translation. It's not the...
But it was something he could understand.
Yeah, it was something that he could understand. And Jim was there when this fellow approached me. And he said, I just want to thank you so much. You know, and then there's other situations, too, that come up.
Well, I see this picture here I'm looking at, and there's the gospel delivery truck.
Yeah.
And there's three kids reading, it looks like, a Bible tract. What's that, the story behind that?
Well, that's what you see all the time there. You see people standing. I always have four or five chairs where people can come and sit down and talk. And it's just, It's real easy to get a conversation started. I have an old truck. I don't have it anymore because I gave it to my son. But it's got an old casket on the back, and there's a story there that's kind of interesting. I saw this old casket at a—it's a real one. It's a real casket at an antique shop. And after I bought it, it was $50. The fella says, "Now, what are you going to do with that?" And I says, "Well, I'm going to ask a guy like you when you take your last ride in this, where are you going to spend eternity?" That's the thing of it that's really cool about this. He called me up here not too long ago, and this was 5-6 years ago. He called me up maybe a couple months ago now, and he says, "Dick," he says, "I've been going to a Mount Zion church down near Lake Geneva. I'm really enjoying it." And so now I'm just looking forward to getting a chance to talk to him. And then there was another time, I don't want to belabor it, but there was another time with the casket thing. It's a kind of a gimmick, but it really worked.
Tell them what you have written on the back.
Well, "Don't be caught dead without Jesus" is on the back of the box.
That's kind of direct.
Yeah, but to some police officers, all of a sudden I saw the lights on, you know, lights flashing. I thought, "Oh, no, now what did I do?" And they pulled me over and they said, you only got one taillight on that truck." "Well, I've got collector plates on it, and it's a historic vehicle." And I says, "You guys don't understand. This is a historic vehicle. So it only came with one. It didn't come with seat belts and airbags or nothing."
Is that the 36 Ford?
The 35 Ford truck, yeah. Then they said, "Oh, yeah, oh, all right." One officer said to me, he said, "Well, what's with the casket in the back?" And I said, "It's an opportunity that I can have to ask you when you take your last ride in one of those boxes, where are you going to spend eternity?" And it was real quiet. And then the one officer looked at the other officer, and he looked at his watch, and he says, "We got to be going now."
The question was a little too difficult to answer, wasn't it? But that's a question for you in the audience. You pitch yourself in this casket. Yeah. And where are you going to go after you take this last ride? And the answer to that question has to be answered before you get into that casket, right, gentlemen?
Right.
Because that's the most important question of life. Who is Jesus Christ, and will you worship him?
That kind of leads into two. And Dick and I were talking, and he was saying, "I know a lot of people that are still not saved." And he said, "We got to come up with something that we can give a testimony, or what are we doing?" We came up with this idea of doing a picnic at his farm out in, you're in Big Bend, I think, or is that McGuanago?
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, "Okay, let's do that, and we'll have it all free, and we'll have free food, and we'll give a lot of good stuff away." He gave a couple of flathead motors and a Buick nailhead engine and so forth and so on. And we asked others that has stuff in their garage to bring. So we'd have a whole table of things, and we'd raffle it off. But during that time, just before the raffle, we would have a speaker give a gospel message, and we would have Bibles and tracts available there. But that was an opportunity that we had 100 some people there, the car guys and gals, a lot of gals bring their wives. And I know a lot of you know Rick Schmidt. He spoke two times. Again, the gospel, as I say, we can go to church to hear the gospel, but the gospel was under trees out there on a farm with a bunch of maybe 75 classic cars parked around. And then we would give the stuff away and have food and so forth. But again, trying to answer that thing, how can we reach someone for the gospel?
Well, what encouraged me about both your guys' stories is that you took a passion of yours, cars, and you said, "How can I use this for Christ and his kingdom?" And then you essentially began to just say, "All right, I'll make myself available to God. I'll just park these cars. I'll invite people. I'll have Bibles and tracts." This isn't a complicated thing to do. You took your passion and directed it and submitted it to Christ and let the Lord do all the work. He brought the people. He decided which souls to save. And all you were was just doing what you love to do, which is talk to people about the gospel.
We try not to get in his way.
And sometimes we do.
Mention that because last year, because of COVID, was the first year we missed having this. But we've had this. Now, Dick, catching me off guard, I think 7 or 8 years since we came up with that conversation. And you think maybe nine.
Nine.
So what that means is next year.
If life returns to normal.
We always would do that on Memorial Day, the Saturday of Memorial Day, and out at his farm. So we can contact us. Our website is c3wheels.com is the website.
c3wheels.com.
I think if you even probably Google Christ Classic Cruisers and find a local thing, you might find it. But again, that thing is going to happen again next year unless we get shut down again.
Yeah, well, we can be praying for that the opportunity to go forth with that event will happen. Now, what are some of the other events that you guys have done with cars? I know you've gone to the state fair in the past, Jim. You've mentioned that. What's that all about?
Well, there's a booth there that's part of Amazing Grace Ministries, and last year we had the Dick's truck there, and that's actually Amazing Grace Ministries, but we were involved with that. The other thing, and that's a good point, is with Christ Classic Cruisers, we try to go to a body shop. We've done some in Illinois that does fine classic work and so forth, and then we try to do a testimony always, either if it's at a McDonald's where we all rendezvous, but again, using an event that car guys in general would like to go to. We've done Nivolo, and we've had personal tours of that place, but we all have a testimony before that. And the key is that, of course. But again, trying to create something that would be of interest just to car guys.
Yeah, well, and you're making yourself available with the resources that God's given you, and you're faithful to give out the gospel and tracts and Bibles. And as a result of that, people hear the gospel many times for the first time. And any other stories you want to share about a life that's been impacted? Someone maybe came back to you a year or two later and just thanked you, even just let you know.
Well, there's been so many. There's been quite a few.
It makes me think of the story of Jesus, and he healed the 10 lepers. And then only one came back and said, thank you. And that is how it is when we sow the seed of the gospel. For the most part, we don't hear from others. But on occasion, someone comes back and says, thank you so very much for sharing the truth of the gospel. And this is a reminder for all of us, isn't it? That we need to be faithful, sowing the seed, not worrying about the results, but praying, right, for a great harvest. And then in God's timing, if he lets us in this life know of some of the fruit, praise the Lord for that. That's a bonus. But there is a reward, a heavenly reward that is secure for us. You know, when we get to heaven, we're going to find out the impact we actually have. Well, our time is just about up. Jim, Dick, it's been amazing to hear about your stories of your simple passion for cars, how God redeemed that, and now how you're using your resources, your time, your energy to put the gospel out there. And may God continue to use both of you for this amazing work. Hey, I'm excited to tell you about the Men's Breakfast. Now, we meet once a month, the first Saturday at Brookside Baptist Church. And the Men's Breakfast is time to have some good food. We're going to feed you at breakfast. We're going to share the Word of God. But also, Jim, your group meets.
Right. Christ Classic Cruisers, that's the only time we meet really is at the breakfast. And Brookside is so great. They give us a room. So after the breakfast, we gather and we'll review the message and we'll introduce any new people. And then we'll try to come up to some of these plans, or like we talked about some of these events we go to. Our Christ Classic Cruisers, there's no fee. All you do is let us know. We'll put you on our email list, and we send that out BBC so no one else gets the whole list.
If you're interested in joining us, check out our website, brooksidebc.org. Contact the church. We meet the first Saturday of every month. Thank you for listening, and may you go forth with the gospel in his power with great courage.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.